And we are back with game number three of our triple header tonight from the Highland Tournament. And it features Clark County and Macon Boys. And tonight's game being brought to you by these Clark County sponsors. They include Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia and Edina, the Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri with branches in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, Hometown Journal Weekly Newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got offices in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, Cahokia Media Weekly Newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, and the People's Bank of Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton. And now for game number three, let's take you back to Highland High School. Here's KMEM Sports Director Donnie Middleton.
Thank you, Dave, and welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. Final game of the evening, final game of the boys' first round, and it's number two Macon Tigers taking on the number seven seed, Clark County Indians. Let's take a look at the starting lineup. First four, Macon. It'll be Hayden Lovinger at 6'1", a junior. Mikhail Lanier, 5'10", a junior. Aiden Thrasher, 5'11", a senior. Boston Douglas, 6'3", a junior. And Maurice Magruder, 6'1", and a junior. Hayden Lovinger, Mikhail Lanier, Aiden Thrasher, Preston Stewart, Boston Douglas, and Maurice Magruder. 7-2, and coached by Dale Davenport. For the Clark County Indians, it'll be Bowden Klein at 5'10", a junior. Carter Briscoe, 6'1", junior. Connor Pearl at 6'2", a junior. Colin Hunziker, 6'1", sophomore. And Grayson Daniels at 6'3", and a junior. Bowden Klein, Carter Briscoe, Connor Pearl, Colin Hunziker, and Grayson Daniels. The Indians, 2-8. And coached by Dennis Dent. As the earlier games, in case you just joined us, in the first game of the evening, it was Kirksville defeating Canton 73-50. Second game of the evening, Palmyra over Knox County 49-42. And the game just completed, it was Highland 69 and Scotland County 47. So the winner of this game will play Highland Friday at 7:30. The loser of this game will play Scotland County at 9 o'clock on Friday night. So both teams have been introduced. We're set to play basketball, Macon and Clark County, as it'll be Boston Douglas will jump center for Macon, and Carter Briscoe will jump center for Clark County. As the ball is up, tip is controlled. Clark County, Magruder with the basketball, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. Maurice Magruder put 2 points. A little pressure in the backcourt as Grayson Daniels across the timeline. They finally get it across the timeline to Carter Briscoe. Briscoe down to Hunziker in the right corner, tried to force it inside to Connor Pearl, and the ball was slapped out of bounds, so it'll be Hunziker to inbound underneath his own basket. Hunziker gets the ball out to Bowden Klein. Klein to Carter Briscoe. Briscoe out two circles, man-to-man defense by Macon. As Connor Pearl with the basketball to Hunziker on the left wing and the right wing. Klein for three. Airballed it as Magruder with the basketball. We'll bring it across the timeline. Magruder takes it down to the block. Spins, puts the shot up from five. No good, tip up. Is no good by Boston Douglas, and out with the rebound comes Clark County. Bowden Klein across off the rebound. The right wing to Hunziker. Out to Carter Briscoe, top of the key for three, in and out, no good. And Mikhail Lanier off of the rebound. Lanier takes it coast to coast as he tried to put up a shot, a whistle, and a foul. The foul is going to be on Bowden Klein. So Klein picks up the foul. That's his first. As Magruder will inbound underneath his own basket. Magruder gets it to Lanier for three. And hits the rim, bounces up on top of the backboard. It'll be Clark County basketball. A little pressure by the backcourt by Lanier. Klein with the basketball to Briscoe. To Klein. Klein bounce pass to the double team to Briscoe. Now Hunziker, dribble drive to the basket, walked with it. So turnover Clark County. Macon will have the basketball. Magruder will inbound to Lovinger, as Hayden Lovinger will bring it across the timeline. Lovinger gets the ball to Justin Stewart across the free throw line. Now Lanier takes it to the hoop, puts up a shot, rejected by Connor Pearl, as now Pearl tried to get it to Carter Briscoe, and it hits Magruder in the face. He almost stole it. Says he's all right. As Connor Pearl will inbound on the near sideline. Gets in the backcourt to Bowden Klein. Ahead it goes to Hunziker. Hunziker tried to split a double team, stole away by Lanier. And goes to Hayden Lovinger, puts it up and in. 2 points for Lovinger. Now another steal. This one, Boston Douglas gets it ahead to Lovinger. Reverse layup. It's 4 points for Lovinger. And now Dennis Dent wants a timeout. 6:08 left to play in the first quarter. And it's Macon 6 and Clark County nothing. Back in a minute. This is KMAM Sports.
Many businesses come and go, but Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center in Cahokia has stood the test of time. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center has been serving the Cahokia and surrounding area for over 40 years. They sell quality brand Maytag and Amana appliances that include refrigerators, washers and dryers, dishwashers and freezers. They also offer parts and repair, and they can even do special ordering. Hours are Monday through Friday from 9 to 5 and on Saturday from 9 to noon. Andy's Maytag Home Appliance Center is located on the corner of North Lincoln and Main Streets in Cahokia. When you try to do too many things at once, you're likely not to do any of them well. At Wiffles Hybrids, they're completely focused on talent developing, producing, and marketing the very best seed corn on the planet. It's an act they've been polishing for over 70 years right here in the heart of the Corn Belt. Wiffles Hybrids, one thing done right. For more information, contact Buford Seed Solutions at 660-341-5305 or visit wiffles.com.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Highland Tournament. As Drayson Daniels had the basketball down to the right corner in a double team, walked with it. So it'll be making basketball as Magruder inbounds to Lovinger. Lovinger will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. Lovinger stops, pops from 15. Got it. 6 points for Hayden Lovinger. Brace your bite, Macon with the basketball in the backcourt. Carter Briscoe, now Bowden Klein. Klein dribbles through a double team. Gets the ball to Daniels in the left corner. Dribbles out to the left wing. Daniels looks for somebody to throw it to. Gets it over to Bowden Klein in the right corner. Lost the ball. Now stolen back by Klein. Now he's tied up by Preston Stewart. And alternating possession will stay with Clark County. It should be anyway. I think that's what they're going to do. Yep, Colin Hunziker will inbound underneath his own basket. Well, they called it a jump ball. No, it should be Clark County's ball. As the official pointed wrong way, and he taps himself on the chest, said, "My bad." So Hunziker underneath his own basket will inbound. Gets the ball to Carter Briscoe. Three-pointer on the way. No good. And Connor Pearl had it, lost it, now picked up by Magruder. The Tigers want to run. Three-pointer on the way. Bullseye by Lovinger. And Hayden Lovinger already with 9 points. Pressure by the Tigers. Hunziker gives it to Briscoe. Briscoe in a double team looks for somebody. Tried to get it to Connor Pearl. Lost it, but picked up by Hunziker. Now Daniels off glass. Got it. Grayson Daniels. Gets Clark County on the board. He's 11-2. As Lovinger will bring it across the timeline for Macon. Around the top of the key. Hands it off to Lanier. And Lanier backs off between the two circles. Hands it back to Lovinger. Lovinger underneath to Magruder. Magruder, little five-footer, got it. As 4 points for Maurice and Magruder. Daniels gets the ball to Briscoe. Carter Briscoe across the timeline. He's guarded by Lovinger. Dribble drive off the right wing. In among the trees, and he walked with it. As coming into the ball game is Gage Winters. And also coming in, Zach McGrew. for Macon. Coming in is Boston Douglas as Magruder and Stewart both set down. And also in the ball game is Landon Cole. Levenger will bring it across the timeline. Finds Cole on the left wing. Cole bounce past Lanier on the right side of the circle. Now he backs off between the two circles. Gives the ball at the high post to Rager. Rager lost the handle of the basketball, loose on the floor. They call it jump ball, and this time it will stay with Macon. As Letzu is going to inbound, somebody's got to inbound, and it's going to be Landon Cole. So Cole looks for somebody. Now he gets it out to Levenger between the two circles. Levenger to Lanier. Three-pointer on the way, no good, but the rebound is saved by Landon Cole. The Levenger underneath, a no-look pass to Lanier, puts it up and in. Mikhail Lanier with 2 points. And it's 15-2, Macon with the lead. Now a bad pass, a pass almost stolen away by Boston Douglas. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. As Risco inbounds to Pearl in the right corner, and Pearl walked with it. Drove the baseline or stepped out of bounds, one of the two. So in there, we'll inbound to Levenger, and now Dennis Dent wants another timeout. 3:25 left to play in the first quarter. It's making 15, Clark County 2, back in 30 seconds. This is KMAM Sports.
The winter savings sale at C&R Markets will chill you to the bone. Check out our 10 for $10 sale on hundreds of items throughout the store. Center cut bone-in pork loin roast, only 99 cents a pound. Boneless, skinless chicken breast, $2.49 a pound. Charter Reserve deli chicken and Munster cheeses, $5.99 a pound. And check out our craft brand sale, where you buy eight, save $8 on the brands you love. From everyone at C&R Markets, be safe, be blessed, and we hope to see you soon at C&R.
Back at the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament, final boys game of the evening, and number 2 seed Macon leading number 7 Clark County 15-2, and 3:20 left to play in the first quarter. As Levenger will bring it across the timeline. Levenger around the top of the key as the lob underneath an alley-oop is taken away by Hunziker. Hunziker gives the ball to Briscoe on the left baseline. Now Hunziker on the left wing. He'll try a three. No good. And off the rebound comes Douglas. Douglas, dribble drive down to the left baseline. Now he tried to no-look pass it to Lanier and is taken away by Hunziker. They get it ahead to Gage Winters. To the left wing, to Carter Briscoe. As the pass is knocked away, picked up by Briscoe, and they call the foul on Douglas. So Boston Douglas picks up the foul. That's his first. And Clark County stole with the basketball. Carter Briscoe on the near sideline gets it to Winters. Winters between the two circles. Now Briscoe on the left wing. Briscoe is guarded by Landon Cole. Gets it out to Hunziker between the two circles. Hunziker gives it to Zach McGrew, and now Carter Briscoe, a three out of the corner, airballed it. And that was Douglas. Gets it to Levenger. Levenger, he let him a little too much. Levenger saved his inbounds, picked up by Carter Briscoe to Gage Winters. Winters has it between the two circles, man-to-man defense by Macon as Gage Winters gets the ball to Briscoe. Inside, it goes McGrew, puts it off glass, got it. Zach McGrew with 2 points. 15-4, Macon with the lead. 1:45 left to play in the first quarter. As Levenger will bring it across the timeline. Gets it inside to Rigger. Puts up the shot. Missed it. That foul. And it may be on Carter Briscoe. It will be. So Carter Briscoe picks up his first foul. And to the line, Caleb Rigger. Rigger looks for his first points of the ball game. Eyes it, fires it, got it. So Caleb Rigger with 1 point as Magruder checks back in. Also, Logan Petrie checks in his first playing time of the ball game. As Rigger with one, looking for two. Eyes it. Fires it. Got it. 2 points for Caleb Rigger. 17-4. Macon with the lead. Clark County with the basketball. Winters will bring it across the timeline. Round the top of the key. Cut off by Magruder. Gets it out to Connor Pearl. Long three on the way. No good. Rigger gets the rebound. Gets it to Lovinger. Lovinger to Magruder. Magruder spin move along the baseline. Puts a shot up. No good. Gets his own rebound. Puts it up and got it. 6 points, Maurice Magruder. 19-4. Macon with the lead as Hunziker gives it to Connor Pearl on the right side of the circle. Kicks it out to McGrew between the two circles. Now Winters between the two circles. As Winters, around the pick set by Connor Pearl, fans back out to the right wing. Long, three on the way, no good. And Lovinger off the rebound. Lovinger will bring it across the timeline to the right wing. Now he palmed the basketball. As Bowden Klein will check back in and Hunziker will set down. 47 seconds left to play in the first quarter. 19-4, Macon with the lead. Clark County with the basketball. As Bowden Klein, well, no, that's Gage Winters across the timeline, dribbles to the right wing. To Pearl, top of the key. Now Briscoe. Duke Pearl, top of the key, put three on the way. No good. And off of the rebound is Lovinger. Lovinger gives the ball to Petrie, and Petrie brings it across the timeline back to Lovinger between the two circles. As Lovinger is going to set up the four corners down to 18 seconds. Lovinger, they clear out for Lovinger, and Lovinger lost the handle of the basketball, stolen away by Briscoe. Lace it up and got it. 2 points for Carter Briscoe. Now Magruder will bring it across the timeline. The Lovinger, long three on the way, no good. And at the end of the first quarter with the score, Macon 19, Clark County 6. Back in a moment. This is KMM Sports. It's all about
At People's Bank of Wauconda, let us help start saving for your future. We want to help make your dreams come true, and we have several account options available to help you save. We offer regular savings accounts, money market accounts, certificate of deposits, individual retirement accounts, and club accounts. Turn your dreams into reality. Open a People's Bank savings account today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back, everybody. 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. As we start the second quarter of this fourth game of the night, Macon leading Clark County 19-6. And Clark County will have the basketball. So Bowden Klein will inbound on the far sideline. Klein gets the ball into Winters. As Gage Winters will bring it across the timeline. Man-to-man defense again by Macon. Carter Briscoe has it between the two circles. Now Winters on the right wing. Guarded by Lanier across the free throw line. Now fans back out to the right wing inside to Daniels. Daniels puts it off glass. No good. Fight for the rebound. And McGrew comes away with it. And a whistle and a foul. And the foul is going to be on Drayson Daniels. So Daniels picks up his first foul. And Macon with the basketball as Lanier will bring it across the timeline. Lanier dribbles between the two circles. Bounce pass to Boston Douglas between the two circles. Douglas dribbles to the left wing. Picks up the dribble, looks for somebody. Finds Lanier on the left wing. Lanier to Stewart between the two circles. Down to Rigger. Now three-pointer on the way. Bullseye! That was Boston Douglas. That's his first points of the ball game, and it's 22-6. Making with the lead here. Carter Briscoe for three. No good. And Lanier runs down the rebound. Lanier in a hurry across the timeline. Gets it down to Douglas in the right corner. Lanier, top of the key for three. No good. And McGrew comes off the rebound. As McGrew to Gage Winters. Winters will bring it across the timeline for Clark County. Gets the ball to Klein on the right wing. Klein dribbles right side of the circle to Winters. Now in the left corner, Carter Briscoe. Briscoe guarded by Douglas. Dribbles out to the left wing. To Klein. Winters. Bullseye from the right wing. Gage Winters with a three. Makes it 22-9. Making with the lead in the basketball. As Lanier gives the ball to Stewart. Stewart gets it out to Lanier. Now three out of the left corner. Bullseye. Boston Douglas again. He has six. In the ball game is LaDainian Walker for Macon. Bowden Klein for three on the way. No good, and Klein walked with it. As Connor Pearl checks back in, also checking in for Clark County is Lucas Edelman. 5:48 left to play in the first half. Macon on top, 25-9 with the basketball. As Lanier will bring it across the timeline. Lanier. Round the pick set by Walker. Gets it to Douglas in the right corner. Douglas in a double team. Lost the ball. Now picks it back up. Now a whistle and a foul. Foul maybe on Connor Pearl. It will be. So Connor Pearl picks up the foul. That's his first. And Walker will inbound underneath his own basket. As they dry up a little perspiration on the floor. So Walker will inbound to Douglas, shoots a three, bullseye. Boston Douglas has three threes. He has nine. And here comes Gage Winters. Winters gets it inside to Connor Pearl. Now Drayson Daniels, 15-footer, got it. 4 points for Daniel. 28-11, making with the lead in the basketball. Lanier to Douglas between the two circles to Stewart. Now Lanier. Lanier directs traffic to Stewart on the deep left wing. Stewart gives it back to Lanier on the right wing. As Lanier gets it to Douglas in the right corner. Douglas jump pass back to Lanier across the free throw line to Stewart. Now Stewart drives the baseline. And Douglas puts up the shot. And I think a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Connor Pearl. So two fouls on Connor Pearl. Now inbounds pass stolen away by Bowden Klein. Puts it up with the left hand. Got it. 2 points for Bowden Klein. Now four new subs get set to check in for Macon. They only have nine guys dressed out. Stewart to Lanier between the two circles. Lanier back to Stewart. Gives it over to Douglas. Douglas will try another three. In and out, no good. And the rebound is taken by Walker. They give it to Lanier. Lanier put up a shot. He was grabbed by the arm, almost spun around, threw it up. It goes down, and the foul's going to be on Gage Winters. So Winters picks up the foul for Lanier. That's four. He's at the line trying to complete the three-point play. As Hayden Lovinger will check in. Also, Douglas will stay in. Lanier will stay in. Hayden Lovinger and Maurice Magruder will check in. So, Mikhail Lanier shot up, missed it, and off the rebound is Edelman. Gives it across the timeline to Bowden Klein. Klein dribbles to the left wing. Still with the dribble to the left corner. Lost the ball, but picked up by Connor Pearl. Gets it out to Winters, top of the key, around the top of the key. Dumps it off in the right corner to Edelman. His three is an air ball, but Connor Pearl comes away with it. Gives it back to Gage Winters. His 10-foot runner, no good. And off of the rebound is Landon Cole, and he airmailed one to Lanier. Goes out of bounds. So Lanier will come out. Hayden Lovinger will check back in. So whose ball? Okay, it's Edelman will inbound on the far sideline for Clark County. Edelman tried to get it to Briscoe. He's tied up by Douglas. Jump ball, alternated possession, back to Macon. 3:33 left to play in the first half. 30-13, Macon with the lead. As in the ball game for the Indians comes Hunziker. Also, Owen Burr will check in. As Hunziker tells Burr where to go. Now it's a man-to-man defense as they try to get it down in the corner to Logan Petrie, and the pass is slapped out of bounds by Clark County. So it'll be Magruder to inbound underneath his own basket to the far sideline, and now Macon wants a timeout. 3:26 left to play in the first half. It's Macon 30, Clark County 13. Back in 30 seconds, this is KMEN Sports.
As a small business owner, the last thing you need is to be charged for being successful. That's why at Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, we don't have all those annoying fees on our business checking accounts. We understand the amount of time and energy you are investing in our community with your business. Let us help you make it grow. Stop by one of our 7 locations in Northeast Missouri today and ask about our small business checking accounts. Exchange Bank of Northeast Missouri, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton. You're listening to Clark County Indian Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMEM-FM Memphis. And Lovinger gets the ball out to Cole. As Cole gives it back to Lovinger, Lovinger has it between the two circles. Man-to-man defense by Clark County. As out pops Douglas, he'll take it right to the hoop, lays it up, and got it. I think he wanted to dunk it, didn't quite have the steps right. Basket count, and he's fouled by Bowden Klein. So that's 2 fouls for Bowden Klein. So Douglas with 11 points, looking for 12. He eyes it, fires it, and missed it. And in for the rebound, Carter Briscoe. Briscoe dribbles out of a double team. Gets it to Bowden Klein. That's Klein across the timeline to Briscoe. Briscoe in a triple team gets it over to Klein on the left wing. Now Hunziker out of the left corner for 3. No good. And Lovinger off the rebound. Watch the run. Lovinger sees an opening. Takes it to the hoop. Lays it up. Got it. Hayden Lovinger with 11 points. It's 34 as the pass goes down to Briscoe. Lays it off glass and got it. 4 points for Carter Briscoe. 34-15, making with the lead. 2:30 left to play in the first half. Lovinger at the top of the key. Now Cole, dribble drive down the lane. Ball was knocked out of his hand, out of bounds. They're going to give it to Clark County. With the basketball is Bowden Klein. Klein gets it to Briscoe. Tried to get it to Pearl. And the pass is stolen away by Petrie to Maurice Magruder, to Lovinger. Now back to Magruder. Magruder wasn't looking for it. There's a no-look pass. It's Connor Pearl to Hunziker. Put up a shot rejected by Lovinger. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball. Out of bounds underneath their own basket. 2:03 left to play in the first half. Carter Briscoe will trigger. Briscoe. Looks for somebody. And now gets it in Hunziker, and Hunziker walked with it. They got to get a shot off quick against these Macon Tigers. They are quick, and quicker. So Lovinger with the basketball will bring it across the timeline. Takes it to the left wing. Now Petrie across the free throw line, tried to get it inside to Douglas. Knocked out of bounds. It'll be Magruder to inbound underneath his own basket with 1:52 left to play in the first half. As Magruder looks for somebody, gets it to Douglas, missed the alley. Oop, and Cole put it back up, missed it. And then down with the rebound came Owen Burr and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on 15, which would be Landon Cole. And now Drayson Daniels checks back in, and Connor Pearl will set down. Macon backs off the press. Here comes Hunziker across the timeline. Bounce pass to Briscoe. Back to Hunziker. Hunziker will try a three and walked again. Took a step before he shot the ball as Gaden Winters will check in. And Carter Briscoe will check out. So Hayden Lovinger will inbound on the far sideline. Gets it to Magruder. Back to Lovinger. As Lovinger brings it across the timeline. Petrie has it on the left wing to Magruder. To Cole. Inside it goes to Douglas. Reverse layup. Got it. 13 points for Boston Douglas. Well, there's a warning on White about something. And I'm not sure exactly what it is, but Lanier will check in. I don't see. Oh, Douglas, maybe excessive, I don't know, excessive celebration? I have no idea. But they've warned the bench. So that's all that amounted to. 124 left to play in the first half. 36-15, Macon with the lead. Clark County with the basketball as Gage Winters across the timeline. Gives it to Daniels in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Edelman, top of the key. Now Gage Winters for three. Threw up an air ball. Magruder out with it. Magruder wants to run. As a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Bowden Klein. That's his third. And for Clark County, that's their 18th foul. So if somebody's going to go to the line, I think it's Maurice Magruder. So Magruder will go to the line. He'll shoot a 1-1 with 106 left to play in the first half. Preston Stewart gets set to check back in for Macon. Magruder's first one up. No good. High for the rebound is McGrew. Gives it to Gage Winters. Winters will bring it across the timeline. Winters to the left side of the circle, kicks it out to Klein. Klein between the two circles. He gives the ball up to Aaron Burr. Now a three-pointer by Gage Winters. Out of the right corner, no good. And off the rebound comes Stewart. There, that's Cole. Landon Cole gives it to Maurice Magruder. Back to Cole. Now Lovinger has it between the two circles. And again, they'll go for the final shot. As Lovinger stands at the timeline, Clark County not coming out to pick him up as he can stand there all day. Now Gage Winters will come out and pick Lovinger up and a whistle and a foul. And a foul's going to be on Gage Winters, and that's his second. So two fouls on Gage Winters, ninth team foul against Clark County, and Hayden Lovinger will go to the line to shoot two shots. Nope, still 1-1. Yes, 11 looking for 12. Shots up, no good. And Cole knocked the rebound out of bounds, out of McGrew's hands. So it'll be McGrew to inbound. To Bowden, or to Klein. To McGrew. Now bounce past the Winters across the timeline around Lovinger. As Winters had the ball almost slapped away. Now to the left wing for three, full time. 6 points for Gage Winters. Now a shot at the buzzer. No good. And that's into the first half with the score making 36. Clark County 18. Back in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Keep up with what's going on in your area with a subscription to the Hometown Journal. The Hometown Journal takes great pride in offering you up-to-date coverage on everything that goes on in Clark County and in your hometown. Nowadays, it's not enough just to be smart. You also have to be up-to-date, and you'll always be up-to-date if you subscribe to the Hometown Journal. Order your subscription or renew your old one today by calling 660-727-3383. The Hometown Journal in Cahokia is a proud sponsor of Clark County Indian Sports.
Hawkins Harrison Insurance Agency helps folks protect their lives and property in 8 Heartland communities. Their most recent policies include a landscape contractor's work comp, liability, commercial auto and equipment coverage, property coverage for solar panels, commercial liability coverage and workers' compensation for a pest control company, and auto coverage and cargo for over-the-road trucking companies. Hawkins Harrison Insurance in Edina, Cahokia, Kirksville, Lancaster, Macon, Marceline, Memphis, and Shelbina. Coverage you need, people you trust.
The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation, FDIC, is an independent agency of the U.S. government. It was established to insure bank deposits and to maintain safe and sound conditions in the banking industry. Through the FDIC, your deposits with us are insured for up to $100,000. Cahokia State Bank, member FDIC. Banking for the hometown life.
The Media, Clark County's oldest weekly newspaper, offers sports coverage, city council, school board, and social news. Plus, their classified section reaches 7,000 homes. For your convenience, they have fax and email service for your news and advertising. The Media has the coverage you need and want each week from all over the area. It's Northeast Missouri's news source. You can now log on to nemonews.net and follow The Media on Facebook and Twitter. That's The Media in Cahokia, Missouri.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime of the final boys' game of the night, and Macon leading Clark County 36-18. Take a look at the first half scoring for the Tigers. Hayden Lovinger with 11 points. Mikhail Lanier with 4 points. Boston Douglas with 13. Caleb Rigger with 2. And Luis Magruder with 6 points. For Clark County, Bowden Klein with 2. Gage Winters with 6, Carter Briscoe with 4, Zach McGrew with 2, and Drayson Daniels with 4. Macon led 19-6 after one quarter. Macon outscored Clark 17-12 in the second quarter, and the Tigers lead the Indians here at halftime 36-18. Back with more in a moment. This is KMEM Sports.
Funerals are never easy, and a global pandemic makes them even harder. Regulations often mean compromise, and when it comes to funerals, we don't get a second chance. At Wilson and Triplett Funeral Home, we can't make funerals easy, but we try to make them easier. With live webcasting or remote arrangements, we're here to help. Contact us today at wilsontriplett.com.
Ever heard the expression square peg, round hole? That's how some kids choose college. They head off to the big U because that's what they're told to do. They don't even consider anything else. And it's not till later they wish they took a different path. Why not SCC? Take 2 years to figure out life without the hefty price tag, or ditch the four-year commitment altogether and start your career in half the time. In other words, square peg, square hole. Southeastern Community College. You don't have to go far to go far. Visit scciowa.edu.
Whether you're in agriculture or construction, this winter take advantage of some downtime and get your trucks in top-notch shape. Head to Trump Trucks in Cahokia. There they have a large variety of parts that will keep your trucks on the road. Or maybe you're needing a new truck altogether, whether it's heavy-duty to cab and chassis trucks. Trump Trucks has it for you. Check them out on the web for more information. Trump Trucks Incorporated, just off Highway 136 outside of Cahokia. The current price of scrap is $145 a ton.
Here's your America's Best Country forecast. A wind chill advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Lows level off around 1 above tonight under overcast skies. Northwesterly winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 8 above. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 5 below. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley on America's Best Country 100.5 KMEM. Right now 13.
Welcome back, everybody, to the 50th Annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. We're at halftime of this boys' final boys' first-round game, and Macon leading Clark County 36-18. In the first game of the evening, it was Kirksville, the number one seed, defeating Canton, the number eight seed, 70-53. In the second game of the night, it was a 4-5 matchup as Palmyra, the number four seed, defeats the number five seed Knox County Eagles 49-42, as Palmyra was led in scoring by Layden Lockman with 12 points, Bear Bach with 18 points, while Knox County led by Nelson Schenkel with 18 points. Knox County led 17-9 after one quarter. Palmyra outscored the Eagles 21-9 in the second quarter. to take a 30-26 halftime lead. In the third quarter, Knox outscored Palmyra 12-8. We were tied at 38 after three. In the fourth quarter, Palmyra outscored Knox 11-4. Palmyra wins it 49-42. So Palmyra improves to 5-6, while Knox County is 3-7. In the third game of the evening, it was Highland, the 3-6 seed. Highland, the 3-seed. Scotland County, the 6-seed. Highland wins their 10th game of the year by defeating Scotland County 69-47. As Highland led in scoring by Alex Meyer with 16 points, Robert Gale with 13, Andrew Mallett with 28, while Scotland County led by Cabe Hamlin with 18 points. Scotland County led 10-9 after one quarter. Highland outscored the Tigers 23-10 in the second quarter to lead 32-20 at the half. In the third quarter, it was Highland outscoring Scotland 24-15, and Highland led 56-35 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, Highland again outscored Scotland County 13-12, and the Cougars won it 69-47. Highland improves to 10-3, Scotland County 2-5. So right now, on Friday night, that's the boys' semifinals at 4:30 in a consolation semifinal. Canton will play Knox County. Then at 6 o'clock in the championship semifinal, Kirksville will play Palmyra. Then at 7:30 in a championship semifinal, Macon will play Highland. I'm assuming Macon's going to hold on to win this ball game. And Scotland County at 9 o'clock will play Clark County in a consolation semifinal. So that's where we stand right now. Tomorrow night, we'll have three girls semifinals for you on KNM. At 4:30, Knox County will play Camp Girls in a girls consolation semifinal. Then at 6 o'clock in a championship semifinal, Macon will play Scotland County. We'll take 7:30 game off. That'll be Kirksville and Palmyra. Then come back with a girls consolation semifinal at 9 o'clock. Clark County will play Highland. That's where we stand right now as far as the Highland tournament is concerned. And I think I don't think I brought it up last night because I didn't find out until after it went off the air. Saturday, all the two consolation games, two third-place games, will be played on Saturday afternoon starting at 1 o'clock, I come to find out. And then the two championship games will be played a week from Saturday. Because of the weather delay, that's the way they come up with it. So starting at 1 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. And we'll have to wait and see until the semifinals are over. We know right now that Scotland's either going to play Saturday or a week from Saturday. Or Friday, rather, or a week from Saturday. They play a championship semifinal. We know right now that we're going to have probably a boys' consolation semifinal. As, again, if Macon holds on to beat Clark in this ball game, they'll play Scotland County. So one of the two will advance to the consolation game. So we'll have that game for you on KMM. That's the two that we know of right now. We'll have to wait for the girls tomorrow night to find out how things fall in place. As both teams around their respective coaches, the starters are back on the floor for the Macon Tigers. And it looks like the starters, well, Paige Winters didn't start, and he's back on the floor in place of Colin Hunziker. Looks like to me not starting the second half. So Clark Town will have it as Connor Pearl. Will inbound to Gage Winters. As Winters will bring it across the timeline, picked up by Douglas, now Lovinger, to the left wing, bounce pass to Bowden Klein. As Klein, between the two circles, bounce pass to Winters, and tried to get back to Klein, stole away by Stewart, and gets it to Douglas. Douglas put up a shot, no good. Tip up by Lovinger, no good. And out with it comes Bowden Klein. Now Connor Pearl on the right baseline. Gives it back to Klein on the right wing. Out to Gage Winters. And now we have a whistle and a timeout. Dennis Dent didn't like what he sees and takes a quick 30-second timeout. 7:29 left to play in the third quarter. It's making 36. Clark County 18 back in 30 seconds. This is KMM Sports.
The soothing scent of Vicks VapoRub. It's only one of the most iconic smells ever. That cooling, comforting scent generations of families have come to trust to help them feel better. And now you trust to soothe your family. Pick up some Vicks VapoRub in the little blue jar and wrap yourself with the calm only Vicks VapoRub can bring. Vicks VapoRub, always there for you.
Back at Highland, Bowden Klein with the basketball on the right wing. Briscoe between the two circles, now Winters on the left wing. Man-to-man defense by Macon. Klein between the two circles. Now Briscoe inside the corner. Pearl kicks back out in the corner. The Gage Winters for three. No good. And Lovinger off of the rebound. Lovinger brings it down and kicks the ball off to Stewart in the left corner. Stewart, spin move to the basket, lays it up. It won't go down, but a whistle and a foul. As the foul's going to be on Carter Briscoe. That's second foul on Carter Briscoe. So at the line will be Preston Stewart. Stewart looking for his first points of the game. Stewart eyes it, fires it, missed it. Still 36-18. Just under 7 minutes left to play in the third quarter. As Stewart steps to the line, eyes it, fires it, got it. So Preston Stewart with his first point makes it 37-18. Gage Winters across the timeline, across the field line to Briscoe. Inside to Daniels, off glass, got it. Nice move by Grayson Daniels. He has six. And it's 37-20 as Lovinger across the timeline to the left wing. Now sees an opening, takes it to the hoop, lays it up, uncontested, and it's 13 points for Hayden Lovinger. Gage Winters across the timeline. Winters from behind gets it to Daniels at the free throw line. Now Connor Pearl. Offensive foul on Connor Pearl. Three fouls on Connor Pearl. So Macon with the basketball, leading 39-20. Maurice Magruder gets it into Lovinger, and Lovinger will bring it across the timeline. Lovinger takes it to the right wing, lost it, now picks it back up. Now kicks it back out to Stewart on the left wing. Stewart to the free throw line, over to Lovinger on the deep right wing. Lovinger guarded by Gage Winters. Kicks it back out to Douglas. Douglas takes it down the right lane and tried to dunk it. Didn't really get it slammed, but it was enough for everybody to come off the bench. As with the basketball as Winters for three, and it wedged. As Douglas with 15 points, and the ball wedged on the three-pointer. So it's going to be Macon basketball as Magruder will inbound to Lovinger. Lovinger will bring it across the timeline. Lovinger dribbles to the right wing. Now along the baseline, he's cut off. Kicks the ball out to Lanier, top of the key. Lanier stops, pops the team in and out. No good. Magruder with a rebound. Puts it up. Partially blocked by Daniels, but he got part of the body. So Grayson Daniels picks up his second personal foul. And Maurice Magruder will be at the line to shoot a pair. Has six, looking for seven. Shots up, got it. 7 points, Maurice Magruder. End of the ball game comes Zach McGrew, and out goes Connor Pearl. 5:24 left to play in the third quarter. 42-20, making of the lead as Magruder's next one up. Got it. 8 points, Maurice Magruder. 43-20. Across the timeline, Gage Winters to the top of the key. Now Klein inside to McGrew, back to Klein on the right wing. As Klein gets it inside, ball stolen away. Stewart gets it to Douglas. And a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Gage Winters. That's his third. So three fouls on Gage Winters. And it'll be Macon basketball out of bounds underneath their own basket. Magruder to Trigger. Magruder underneath. So Stewart puts up his shot. He missed it, but he was hammered. And the foul's going to be on Zach McGrew. So first foul on McGrew. And Preston Stewart will go to the line. He'll shoot a pair. Stewart with 1 point, looking for two. Shot on the way. No good off the heel of the rim. 5:07 left to play in the third quarter. 43-20. Macon with the lead as Stewart, next shot on the way, got it. 2 points for Preston Stewart. Across the timeline comes Lucas Edelman. Edelman gives it to Carter Briscoe. Now to Burr. As Burr on the right wing, trying to get it inside to Daniel. Stole away by Preston. And lob underneath to Douglas, puts it up and in. 17 for Boston Douglas. As Winters across the timeline gets the ball to Briscoe. Briscoe cut off on the left baseline by Magruder. Shot up, no good. And rebound, Stewart gets ahead of Levenger. And it, before Levenger could get it, Gage Winters steals it back and goes the other way. Winters, too much dribbling. Now Levenger will take it to the hoop and a lob up for Douglas. He tried to dunk it, didn't quite have the steps again. 19 for Douglas. And it's 48-20, making with the lead. Winters. Bounce pass to Lucas Edelman on the right wing. On the right baseline, McGrew tried to get it in to Daniels, and a whistle and a foul. Foul's going to be on Maurice Magruder, and that's his first. So into the ball game will come Jonathan Shin for Clark County. Also into the ball game is number five. That's Jonathan Shin. 22 is Lucas Edelman. I can't tell who came in. That's Owen Burr had the basketball. Now Edelman. Three-pointer on the way, no good, and rebound. Goes out of bounds, it'll be making basketball. So Maurice Magruder will inbound to Lanier. Mikhail Lanier takes it across the timeline. Gets the ball to Stewart on the left wing. Magruder between the two circles. Cole tried to get inside to Rager. Whistling a foul. The foul's going to be on Magruder. So 2 points, two fouls on Zach Magruder. So Magruder will inbound underneath his own basket. As Magruder tried to get the ball into Stewart, puts it up, missed it, and a rebound comes out to Landon Cole, takes it out in the right corner. Now Magruder in a double team with Daniels. And it's on the floor. They call it a jump ball. Alternating possession comes back to Clark County. 3:25 left to play in the third quarter, 48-20. Macon with the lead, and Clark County will have the basketball. So, Owen Burr will inbound to Edelman. They give it on the left wing to Shin. Now they swing it around to the right wing to Edelman. Back to Shin, top of the key. Shin looks for somebody. Gets it back to Edelman on the right wing to Shin. Top of the key, they swing it to the left wing to Burr. As Burr, between the two circles, now Daniels tries a three, bullseye. Jason Daniels with 9 points, 48-23. Here comes Lanier across the timeline. Lanier down the lane, tried to put up a shot. Ball goes out of bounds. It was last touch by Lanier. So Lanier and Fruiter both check out. The Danian Walker will check in for the Tigers. As across the timeline comes Lucas Edelman to Burr. Now to Shin at the top of the key. Shin to the right wing. Edelman in the right corner to Shin, top of the key. Burr on the left wing. Inside to Daniels in a double team. Bounce pass back out to Burr. To Shin to Burr on the right wing. To Shin, top of the key. Bounce pass inside to McGrew. Now Edelman for three on the way. No good. And Walker comes off the rebound. Walker, bad pass, stolen away by Shin. Shin takes it to the hoop, lays it up. No good. Rigger off the rebound. Gives it to Walker. As Walker will bring it across the timeline to the top of the key. steps into a three, and they call it a two. Devanian Walker has 2 points. 50-23. Macon with the lead. Clark with the basketball. As Shin gives it to Daniels. Now Burr on the right side of the circle. Back to Shin. Now Burr out at the top of the key. Burr inside to Daniels. Edelman. McGrew from 10. In and out. No good. And Walker with a rebound. As Walker will bring it across the timeline. Walker gives the ball to Stewart on the left wing. Stewart to Landon Cole. Now they clear out. Cole takes it to the basket, lays it up. It goes down. It counts on each foul. First points for Landon Cole, and a foul is going to be on Owen Burr. So Burr picks up his first foul. Connor Pearl checks back in. Gage Winters checks in. Daniels and McGrew both check out. So Landon Cole at the line trying to complete the three-point play. It's Cole has two, looking for three, shots up, missed it, and Shin high for the rebound. As Shin will bring it across the timeline. Winters has it on the right wing. Edelman in the right corner to Winters. Winters on the right wing, right side of the circle. Now Edelman on the right corner inside the arc to Winters. Gives it to Shin. They swing it around to Burr on the left wing. Now Connor Pearl in the left corner. Inside, shots put up by Edelman. Missed it from 10. And out with the rebound comes Cole as he gives it to Walker. Walker will bring it across the timeline. Goes to Cole on the right wing. Cole kicks it out. Three-pointer on the way. No good. Rieger with the rebound as that three-pointer was by Logan Petrie. Rieger got the rebound and a whistle and a foul. The foul's going to be on Owen Burr. So Rieger at the line, he'll shoot two shots, I believe. He has two, looking for three. Eyes it, fires it, got it. 3 points for Caleb Rieger. 53-23, making a lead, 31 seconds left to play in the third quarter. As Rieger eyes it, fires it, got it. 4 points for Caleb Rieger. Here comes Clark County in a hurry. Shin has it on the right wing. Kicks it back out to Gage Winters. To Shin on the right wing. The Winters now to Burr on the left wing. They get it down low to Connor Pearl. Kicks it back out to Winters. Now Shin will try a three on the way. No good. And off the rebound comes Petrie. As Petrie gives it to Cole. Cole takes it to the house, lays it up, no good. Gets it back, lays it up to the left hand, got it. 4 points for Landon Cole, and that's the end of the third quarter with the score making 56, Clark County 23. Back in a moment, this is KMAM Sports.
With the Peloton bike, there's always something new to try. We're adding new music to our artist series, new disciplines like boxing.
Fight your way through. Let's make it count.
So many new workouts to try on and off the bike.
Let's go, Peloton family.
There's always something new to keep you motivated. For a limited time, get a $550 value on the Peloton Bike Plus. $300 off plus free delivery and setup, a $250 value. All access membership separate. Limited time offer until January 9, 2022. Free delivery only available in continental U.S. Terms apply.
Mr. Clean. So a friend told me about Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, and his exact words were, "It changed my life."
I used to spend a ridiculous amount of time trying to remove tomato sauce from inside our microwave and soap scum off the bathtub.
It's like seriously magic, and my secret weapon for cleaning the kitchen, bathroom, doors and walls, and even keeping my sneakers clean.
Mr. Clean Magic Eraser,
greatest invention ever.
Mr. Clean. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser, the unicorn of cleaning.
And welcome back, everybody, to the Highland Tournament. I'm Donnie Middleton, and you're listening to Clark County Indian Basketball on your sports leader from Northeast Missouri and Southeast Iowa, KMAM-FM Memphis. We start the final 8 minutes of this final first-round boys game, and Macon leading Clark County 56-23, and Macon will have the basketball as Magruder will inbound to Lanier, and Lanier will bring it across the timeline. Lanier around a pick set by Magruder, gives it to Lovinger. Lovinger lob underneath and a whistle and a foul. Is the foul going to be on Caleb Reger? And 14 or 41. Caleb Reger does pick up the foul. So that's his first. Clark County with the basketball. As Chen has it on the left wing. Set off on the left baseline. Back to Winters on the left wing. Chen in the left corner. Chen guarded by Magruder. Kicks the ball over to Burr inside to Edelman. Now Burr for three on the way. No good. Back to the rebound. Magruder comes away with it. Gets it out to Lovinger. To Reger. Now underneath it goes to Douglas. Off glass. Got it. Boston Douglas with 19 points. 58-23. Making with the lead. Now Burr almost had it passed on the way by Lovinger. Couldn't quite stay in bounds. It'll be Clark County basketball out of bounds in front of the Clark County bench as Owen Burr will inbound to Gage Winters. Winters to the top of the key. Now Shen will try a three. On the way, no good. Lovinger with the rebound. As Lovinger will bring it across the timeline. As Lovinger takes it around the top of the key. Now the top of the key looks for an opening. He'll try the 15-footer. No good. And ball goes off Magruder, but picked up by Shen. Shen brings it across the timeline. Shen gives the ball to Burr. 10-foot jumper, no good. Shen with a rebound, puts it up and in. Jonathan Shen with 2 points. So Lovinger brings it across the timeline for the Macon Tigers. 58-25 as Lovinger gives it to Douglas for three. Bullseye! Boston Douglas with 19, 22 points. Now three put up out of the corner by Shen. No good. Shen tries, saves the ball inbound. And Lanier gives it to Lovinger. Lovinger takes it to the hoop. Puts it off glass. Got it. As Hayden Lovinger with 15 points. As Burr, top of the key for three, on the way, no good. And rebound goes out of bounds. Last touch by Macon as Bowden Klein will check in. And out of the ball game will come Lucas Edelman. It'll be Connor Pearl to inbound underneath his own basket. Pearl looks for somebody. Gets it out to Bowden Klein. Now Shen on the right side of the circle to Burr on the right wing. Inside to Pearl at the top of the line. Back to Burr in the right corner. Burr looks for somebody. To the right wing, kicks it over to Bowden Klein. Now three on the way. Pinballs in and out for Gage Winters. And Connor Pearl fights the rebound. Falls down. He's helped up by Hayden Lovinger. And are going to call a foul on Hayden Lovinger. That's his first. Well, maybe they did call on Lovinger, and makes no difference. I think it's a moot point as Gage Winters gets the inbounds pass, makes the 5-foot jumper. Now Douglas takes it down the far sideline. Douglas across the free throw line gets it to Lovinger. Lovinger has it between the two circles. As Lovinger puts the double team, gets it to Douglas. Douglas puts the shot up, blocked by Connor Pearl, but they're going to call Connor for the foul. So the official comes over. Connor Pearl does pick up the foul. I've got him for four. And so Connor Pearl's going to check out. And Daniels gets ready to check back in. So Connor Pearl, I don't know why he came over and sat down. That's only his fourth foul. Well, it should be a two-shot foul. Maybe it is five. Yep. Now the scoreboard shows five on Connor Pearl. So he fouled out, so Daniels has to come back in. And Boston Douglas will be at the line. Douglas has 22 points, looking for 23. First shot on the way, and no good. For everything good that Macon does, Reger's about the only one that's hit a free throw tonight. Douglas' second free throw. on the way, no good, airballed it. As Petrie will check in, Douglas will check out. Also, Levenger will check out. 2:35 left to play in the game. 63-25, making the lead as Bowden Klein dribbles to the top of the key. Almost lost the ball to Walker, gets it back. Now bounce pass inside to Daniels. He leans in, puts the body on Walker, and scores from five. It's 11 points for Grayson Daniels. So Walker has it between the two circles. Walker's guarded by Bowden Klein, and nope, it's going to be Gage Winters. So Winters picks up the foul. That's his fourth. So four fouls on Gage Winters. And to the line will go LaDamian Walker. As Walker has 2 points, looking for three. First shot by Walker. On the way, pinballs in and out, no good. So that's 10 team fouls against Clark County. As Walker eyes it, fires it, missed it, and Rager tried to get the rebound, and out with it comes Gage Winters. Winters gets it to Burr. Burr will bring it across the timeline between the two circles. Down to 1:15 left to play. They tried to get it into Daniels. Rager takes it to the hoop, lays it up, missed the layup. As everybody was wanting Rager to dunk it, didn't have the steps to do it. Chin with the rebound. Winters for three on the way, airballed it, and rebound saved in bounds right to Stewart. As Stewart gets the ball ahead to Cole. Cole sees it opening, gives it a Walker off, round and round she goes, and finally falls down. 4 points for LaDainian Walker. Gage Winters across the free throw line. Now Bowden Klein. Klein gets it to Burr in the corner. Inside goes Chin. Chin kicks it back out to Klein in the right corner. Klein right in front of the basket, missed the shot. And off the rebound comes Stewart. Stewart with 18 seconds gets it to Cole. Cole steps across the timeline. As Cole gives it to Stewart, the center circle. Stewart had the ball slapped out of his hand by Bowden Klein. And Klein just picked up his fourth foul. So four fouls, and that's the end of the ball game. Not even a shot, and that's the end of the game with Macon defeating Clark County 65-27. Back to wrap this one up in a moment. This is KMM Sports.
Warmer weather is just what the doctor ordered. A day on the lake is a perfect way to wash away those winter blues. As you head out to Missouri's waterways, remember to take the important things with you. Your boater safety card is required if you were born after January 1, 1984. Personal flotation devices like life jackets are a must, and sunscreen is smart. Remember to take your courtesy with you and be considerate with your wake. Have fun, and we'll see you on the water. A public service announcement from Corporal Justin Dunn of the Missouri State Highway Patrol and KMEM.
Millions of people use Zoom Phone, the innovative and feature-rich cloud phone system for businesses of any size. Zoom Phone is simple to use, whether you're on a mobile device, desktop, laptop, or desk phone. And because every call is important to your business, Zoom Phone was built with reliability in mind, using geographic redundancy to keep your communications online. Empower your workforce with Zoom Phone. Visit zoom.com/phone system. Zoom, how the world connects.
Are you more than $10,000 in debt? Feel like you're on a never-ending treadmill, staying in one place and never getting ahead with those minimum payments? You feel like there's no way out? Don't let the credit card companies bully you anymore. There are programs in place to help you get free of your debt, and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. The program at Total Financial Freedom can help you get debt-free in months instead of decades. Call Total Financial now at 800-533-6605. That's 800-533-6605.
And welcome back, everybody. 50th annual Highland Invitational Basketball Tournament. It's a final as the Macon Tigers win their eighth game of the year by defeating Clark County 65-27. Take a look at the scoring. First four, Macon. Levenger with 15 points. Michael Lanier with 4 points. Preston Stewart with 2 points. Landon Cole with 4. Boston Douglas with 22. Caleb Rigger with 4 points. LaDainian Walker with 4 points. And Maurice Magruder with 8. For Clark County, Bowden Klein with 2 points. Gage Winters with 6. Carter Briscoe with 4. Zach McGrew with 2. Jonathan Chin with 2. And Drayson Daniels with 11 points. Macon jumped out 19-6 after one quarter. Macon outscored Clark 17-12 in the second quarter and led 36-18 at the half. In the third quarter, Macon outscored Clark 20-5, and Macon led 56-23 after three. Then in the fourth quarter, again, the Tigers outscored the Indians 9-4, and Macon wins at 65-27. So that completes, Macon improves to 8-2, while Clark County 2-9. Now that completes the boys' first round. And here's what has taken place tonight. In the first game, Kirksville defeats Canton 73-50. In the second game, it was Palmyra defeating Knox County 49-42. Palmyra led in scoring by Layden Lockman with 12 points. Bear Bach with 18 points, while Knox County led by Nelson Chinkle with 18. Palmyra improves to 5-6, Knox County 3-7. In the third game of the evening, it was Highland winning their 10th game of the year by defeating Scotland County 69-47. Highland led in scoring by Alex Meyer with 16 points, Robert Gale with 13, and Drew Mallett with 28, while Scotland County led by Cave Hamlin with 18 points. Highland 10-3, Scotland County 2-5. And again, the game you just heard on KMEM, it was Macon defeating Clark County 65-27. As Macon was led and scored by Hayden Lovinger with 15 points, Boston Douglas with 22, while Clark County led by Grayson Daniels with 11, Macon 8-2, while Clark County 2-9. Coming up tomorrow night, we'll have three games for you. Starting at 4:30, Knox County and Kent girls will play in the girls' consolation semifinal. That'll be at 4:30. You'll hear it on KMEM. Then following that at 6 o'clock, a girls' championship semifinal, Macon and Scotland County. You'll hear that on KMEM. Then at 7:30, another championship semifinal, Kirksville and Palmyra. We'll lay out for that one. Then be back about 9 o'clock with Highland and Clark County in a girls' consolation semifinal. So 4:36 and 9 o'clock tomorrow night as we play the girls' semifinals from the Highland Tournament. For producer Dave Bowden from the Highland Tournament, I'm Donnie Middleton. See you soon.
Thank you, Donnie. Tonight's game has been brought to you by these Clark County sponsors. They include Andy's Maytag and Appliance in Cahokia, Buford Seed Solutions in Cahokia, C&R Supermarkets in Cahokia and Edina, the Exchange Bank in Northeast Missouri, with branches in Cahokia, Memphis, Lancaster, and Queen City, the Hometown Journal weekly newspaper, Hawkins Harrison Insurance. They've got branches in Kirksville, Edina, Memphis, Lancaster, and Cahokia, Cahokia Media weekly newspaper, Cahokia State Bank, Southeastern Community College in Burlington, Trump Trucks in Cahokia, Wilson Triplett Funeral Home in Cahokia, and the People's Bank, Wauconda, Cahokia, and Canton.